A conversation with Bittner Vineyards owner Ron Bittner, where he talked about a bitter winter and the positives of growing wine in Idaho. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
That weather we had through here, for some reason, this is one of the better sites in Idaho, but it annihilated us growers right through this draw here. My red block, Cabernet Merlot Petit Verdot, back that way, it looks healthy. Green leaves on them, but there's no fruit on them because they made it through the winter, and then we had a late frost and killed the fruit buds, so it would, no crop on that. This block over here, my neighbor's, is an example of cold weather and varietal selection. That was is mostly planted. All the middle rows were planted in Tempranillo, the Spanish, the Basque red grape. But on the edges, we were planting some Cab Franc to try it. And except for the low spots, the Cab Franc, the big bushy plants out there, survived that kind of weather. So that is telling me right there that it's a good variety for Idaho. But I want the Tempranillo on it. Our Tempranillo is the 2012 harvest vintage, won a double gold in San Francisco last year, 7,000 wineries. In Idaho, we used to hope for a bronze or even be mentioned. Now we're, not just me, but several guys won golds. I won a double gold with my Tempranillo, so definitely putting us on the map. But this winter was harsh. People keep warning me about the Farmer's Almanac this year. It calls for a harsher winter. I don't know. Hope not. Other than that, it's a great site to grow wine grapes.
In the past, Ron has grown enough grapes for 3,000 cases of wine, some of which he kept for himself. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.